following A2A one-on-one feature is a production of the nonprofit Adversity to Advocacy Alliance. The views and opinions expressed by our guests do not necessarily reflect those of A2A or advocates, allies, or ally organizations. We hope you'll find this interview both informative and inspiring. And now, here's our host, Liz St. John.
Bevy Simpson is a two-time breast cancer survivor. She was first diagnosed when she was 42 years old and had a second diagnosis almost 10 years later. Betty does a lot of volunteer work with Kaiser. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us about the time when you faced your first diagnosis. What was going through your mind and what helped you get through that difficult time?
When I first learned I had breast cancer, I was relatively young with relatively young kids. And I was frightened beyond belief. But really what got me through it was talking with other people and reading about it and educating myself and learning I probably wasn't going to die.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to give back to others?
Well, I think I gave back informally to others when I learned of other friends or acquaintances that were diagnosed with the disease. But about 5 years ago, as I retired from my work as a psychotherapist and I became a Kaiser member, I offered my services to their breast care center to see if there was some way that I could become involved on a volunteer basis with their program.
When you talk with other women who are going through a diagnosis and then treatment, what are you able to share with them that helps them? And how does helping them help you?
Well, I think the second part of that is easier because I think that you're always sort of working on yourself, and by giving back to others, you're really also giving back to yourself, that it's an ongoing process. And I think it's very fulfilling when you are able to talk to others and give them encouragement and have them see how you have gone on with your life, that encourages them. And it also makes you realize, that you are a survivor. And although there are always issues about it, that you do move forward with your life.
Tell us about the other part of your volunteer work with Kaiser and that long-term study.
Well, several years ago, I learned that I was a carrier of what's called the breast cancer gene, the BRCA gene. And when I became involved with Kaiser, I started out by being what we call a peer navigator, helping people, newly diagnosed women, go through the process of diagnosis and treatment. And then I became involved with them with their more high-risk population, people that had a hereditary predisposition. And then they decided to start a program for people specifically at high risk and how to identify and work with those people. And it's called a patient advisory council. So I am like the lead patient in doing this for Kaiser. And it's a program that we are trying to establish eventually on a national level for all the Kaisers and all the different regions of the country.
You've spent your whole professional career talking with people, helping people. Once you went through your own cancer diagnosis and treatment, how do you think those things changed, your advice, your words of wisdom?
I think when you go through something personally, it's very different than just sort of working with people on a professional level, because you're working on a really much more personal level. And I think when you've experienced something personally, you sort of understand that black hole that one can spiral down into and what that feels like. And I think it gives you a different kind of empathy and connectivity to other people, because you can truly, truly understand what those people are going through more than just sort of on an intellectual level.
Share some ideas for people who do have an adversity that they want to turn into advocacy. What advice would you have for them moving forward?
I think you need to sort of embrace your adversity, understand it, sort of digest it, and then I think realize that as you work with it, as you work with yourself And then you work with others, that by giving back to others, you're both giving to them, furthering, helping the whole cause that you're involved with, but you're also giving to yourself, that that there is a constant sort of nurturing of the self while you're nurturing others. And it's very, very fulfilling on both, you know, your own personal level and the level of really working with others and knowing on a very intimate level how you're helping them.
Can you offer some hope or encouragement for people who are currently dealing with a cancer diagnosis? There's so much going through their mind. What can you share with them? Some good ways to move forward.
I think first is to allow yourself to fully experience the feelings that are engendered by getting a diagnosis with cancer, because we all know that can be devastating. But as you begin to allow yourself the full range of emotions, that part of that is also, I think, connecting with people such as me to understand that there is sort of life beyond this diagnosis, and that it isn't what's going to totally define who you are as a person, that you are bigger and more than that. But this will be with you for the rest of your life, but not necessarily in the absolute devastating way you first experience it when you hear that diagnosis.
Betty Simpson is a 2-time cancer survivor who's doing great work with Kaiser. We wish you all the best and thank you for joining us today, one-on-one.
You've been listening to A2A One-on-One, an outreach project of the nonprofit Adversity to Advocacy Alliance. To listen to other one-on-one interviews and to learn more about A2A, please visit us online at a2aalliance.org. And thanks for helping us spread the word that we help ourselves by helping others.